are Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Simeon Wiltshire inherited the same challenge that made him leave Carolina. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The New York Post had a headline Monday that credits Wiltshire for the trade he did not exhibit after signing with UNC. Wiltshire willing to stay patient for St. John's, it read. The story relates how new Johnny's coach, Rick Pitino, hit the transfer portal and loaded up with veteran players, leaving Wiltshire in no better position that caused him to seek his release from the Tar Heels, which he got. When Wiltshire, the 6'4", former four-star in New Jersey high school basketball, signed with Hubert Davis, he expected to contend for a starting guard position after Caleb Love transferred. But then Elliot Cadeau happened. Cadeau reclassified and was almost immediately anointed the starting point guard because he is reportedly a great passer with excellent floor vision and exceptional speed. So Wiltshire did not want to be in a backcourt rotation with R.J. Davis, Cadeau, and sophomore Seth Trimble. At St. John's, he now finds himself in a similar logjam with Dennis Jenkins, who started for Pitino at Iona, and Penn transfer Jordan Dingle next to Jenkins. That leaves Wiltshire at best as the first guard off the bench beyond upperclassmen, each with 2 years of eligibility left. With the 19-year-old Cadeau already ticketed for the 2024 NBA draft, Wiltshire finds himself in a worse position than he would have had in Chapel Hill. The top 50 prospect might have wanted to be a one-and-done, but he may have lost that opportunity at St. John's, the treachery of the transfer portal. Wiltshire is talking the party line, saying it's going to take time and he is not rushing anything, even though he bolted from Carolina as soon as Cadeau reclassified. I just want to show I can be a point guard, lead my team, and help my team win, Wiltshire said. It's basketball. We're all going to get our chance to play, and I just want to win. Is that the same thing he would have said upon his arrival in North Carolina, or was he also swayed by the justifiable reputation Davis developed over the last two seasons of not playing his bench? Ironically, Wiltshire is a great athlete whose speed would have enhanced the Tar Heels' running game, which now remains in question with more seasoned but less athletic teammates he left behind. So Wiltshire will instead play for a stubborn coach whose resume includes winning two NCAA titles. With little choice, Wiltshire has changed his tune. For a kid who averaged better than 15 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds in high school, it's an old song. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.